I decree and declare. I decree and declare new beginnings. I decree and declare new wealth. I decree and declare new opportunities. I decree and declare peace. I decree and declare wisdom. I decree and declare open doors. I decree and declare healing. I decree and declare the love of the Lord. I decree and declare happiness. I decree and declare clearance of all things. I decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. I decree and declare restoration. I decree and declare new possibilities. I decree and declare the healing of the Lord is our strength. I decree and declare business opportunities. I decree and declare new contracts. I decree and declare closeness with the Lord. I decree and declare God's word is alive. Can we please open up the lines so we can pray in our heavenly language, Prophetess?
Ananda, Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to raise our voices and to pray unto you. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to choose us each and every day, that you would continue to breathe a fresh new air into us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to live in your grace and in your mercy, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as we move throughout the day, each and every day, we be reminded of your will that you're ordaining over our lives. We pray, Lord God, that we would continue to seek you in all that we do. We thank you for the victory that we have over our families, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the victory over our family restoration. Lord, we thank you for the victory over our family coming together, Lord God. We pray over the fathers and the mothers and the children, Lord God. I pray that unity, Lord God, continue to be a foundation within the family and the household. Lord, we pray that you would move in this season to communities, Lord God. We thank you for the church family, Lord God. We thank you for our school family, Lord God. But we thank you for the people that you've put into our lives as destiny helpers, Lord God. We pray that you would just continue to bless them, Lord God. Open their eyes, Lord God. Use us, Lord God. But I pray also in this season, Lord God, I pray over our employment. I pray over our work, our businesses. Lord, I pray that whatever it is that you have moved in us to generate revenue and money, Lord God, I pray that you would bless it. You would bless that idea, that person, that place, and that thing, Lord God, that through these things, Lord God, that we would be able to continue to show the world and show unbelievers, Lord God, how great you are, how magnificent you are, Lord God, that you are in all things. We thank you for the partnerships in this season, the contracts in this season. Lord, we even thank you, Lord God, for our homes, Lord God. We thank you for our homes, Lord God, for those who are seeking housing, who are seeking bigger properties and land and travel. Lord, we just commit all that into your hands, Lord God. We pray that all things will be done according to your will. And, Lord, we pray for our peace of mind. Above all things, Lord, we pray for our peace of mind, that the Holy Spirit will continue to move in us and guide us, Lord God, that areas where we may have fear, Lord God, that we will have victory over it, areas where there's confusion, we have clarity over it, areas where there is fear, that we would have wisdom and strength and courage, Lord God. But I thank you that in this season, Lord God, that we are moving greater and bigger and stronger and wiser, Lord God. But we thank you that you would continue to use us to bring you glory. Use us in your plans for us, Lord God. May we be reminded that it is not about us, Lord God, but it's about you. So we exalt you. We exalt you by honoring our leaders and our shepherds and being obedient to their word, Lord God. We thank you for the prophetic calling that you have over us, each and every one of us individually and as a community, as a prophetic household. Lord, I pray that you would take us to the next level in this season, that we would see deeper things, hear deeper things, smell deeper things, Lord God, that you would just continue to use our prophetic calling to bring restoration to this world, to globalize the prophetic in a mighty way, Lord God. And most of all, Lord, I pray for the pockets of your people, Lord God, that we will continue to sow, for we know that through sowing we shall reap the harvest. Lord God, teach us, expand our minds, Lord God, in ways that we have never seen before. Lord, we thank you. As we move into this new year, Lord God, that we know that, Lord God, that where we are coming from, Lord God, Lord God, it's just a snippet of where you're taking us and where we're getting ready to go. We thank you, we honor you, we praise you, and we glorify you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. God, I thank you for my life, my health, my strength, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness, and for bringing us together and allowing me to be a part of this great company of prophets, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in my life and in the lives of those who are on the line, God. I thank you for blessing them and keeping them perfect, whole, and complete, God. And I pray even for those names who are on the sick list, those who are sick and shut in, those who have suffered loss, those who are in grief and mourning, God. Oh, God, I ask you to touch them in a mighty way. Touch the family of Prophetess Aisha, God, and touch the hearts and the minds of those who are ill, God. I ask you to strengthen them and heal them, God. You are the healer. You are our maker. You are our divine covering. You are the doctor, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. And God, I ask you to bless each and every prophet on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Give them even greater courage to do the things that you have required of them, God. Bless them and bless the master prophet and prophetess Deborah for their vision, God, in globalizing the prophetic and all that they have experienced and that they share with the company of prophets, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy, even your mercy to my own family, God. Thank you. I ask you to strengthen them and protect them and to save those who are in need of your salvation, oh God. I ask you to look upon people who need salvation, Lord, today. And I thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God. And whatever it is that I've forgotten to ask you about, Lord, or to say, God, your Holy Spirit will give utterance for me. Thank you, O Father God. I love you. I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, Lord, I also ask you to bless those who are without homes and who are in need of shelter in this very cold weather here in the Northeast, God. We're looking for the heat wave to come. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy blessed and magnificent name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Ever and ever. Amen. Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for this time of gathering. I pray, Lord God, for the prophets, the prophetess, Lord God, prophets, prophetess. I thank you, Lord God, for touching them, Lord, in a mighty way. I thank you, Lord God, for healing the minds and the thoughts, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, even though you need to be healed, Lord God, at this time we may be sick, Lord God. I pray you touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Heal them according to your will, Heavenly Father, or which according to your will. Father, I also thank you, Lord God, for the Master Prophet, Archbishop, Lord God, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you, Lord God, for leading them in the way that you'd want them to go. I thank you, Lord God, for the vision they have for this house, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for what they're getting ready to bring forth at Prophet College, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the fledglings, Lord God. Thank you for the children, the youth, Lord God, and every department, the mothers, Lord God, of the house. I thank you for strengthening them at this time, Lord God. I thank you for success and prosperity. Thank you, Lord God, for giving people wealthy ideas, Lord God, money-making ideas. And I thank you, Lord God, for helping them to go through any wind or storm that they're going through in their life or this life. But just give them the strength to go through it, Lord God. And I thank you for your grace, your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, I thank you for being able to be in your presence and on the line with the other prophet. And I thank you that I can trust in you with all thy heart and not lean upon my own understanding. I thank you that I can acknowledge you and you will direct my path. I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness and being a yes to ministry. I thank you, Lord, that I would never look back like Lot's wife, that I will continue to serve you. It's your will and your way, and I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for the fivefold ministries, and I thank you, Jehovah Rapha, to heal all the sick and shut in. I thank you for the women, the wisdom of women, the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan, Mother Variant, Mother Gladys, and all the mothers worldwide. I thank you for the wisdom that they give us. I thank you for the total healing of Cynthia, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Minister Stephen Bostic. I thank you for everyone that's on the list. I thank you, Lord, for open doors. I thank you that our spiritual ears are open to receive what you have for us individually. I thank you, Lord, for the victory that's coming to your people, and I thank you for the restoration of your people. I thank you for your favor, because your promises are sure, and I thank you for that. I thank you for being thankful and thankful in all that you do, and I thank you for the hedge of protection for all of our children. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. But thou art, Lord, or a shield for us and for our glory and the lifter of our heads, thank you, God. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. Father God, I thank you for hearing us on this day as we stand, Father God, in unity together for one another and for the world, Father God, standing in love and standing and canceling out illnesses and diseases and standing against the oppressor, Father God. We thank you this day, Father God, for you have created this day, and we are glad in it. We are glad that there's no sickness, no lack, no pestilence, no indifference. Nothing there, Father God, shall keep us away from you and your love. For you give us this love, and for this love are the stripes, Father God. We are healed through your stripes. And because we believe this, we are more powerful. We are more than conquerors. And I bless your name for this power, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because we cancel out healing and salvation is ours in this day. We are delivered in your name, Father God. Thank you for the body that stands strong for the kingdom. Thank you for our leaders, Archbishop and Lady Pastor Jordan, Father God. Continue, Father God, to move through them, to speak through them, Father God. We claim healing and restoration for all those in need on the line, Father God. We thank you, God, for just blessing and covering the Cooper children and the loved ones, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the word of the prophet, and we stand in agreement with him for Meek Mills, Father God, for you're moving in the spirit, Father God, and holding him up, and Father God, we're trusting you even for him, Father God, in this hour. We thank you, God, for covering the homeless, Father God. Thank you for the soldiers, meaning the people that go for the kingdom and look after your people, Father God. The shelters, Father God, who provide, Father God. We continue to hold these people up who are in mourning, Father God, who've lost somebody, God. We continue your name to praise, for you are powerful and mighty God. We thank you for the awakening that awakes in us daily of your spirit and all that you can do. We thank you for the testimonies that give us hope, Father God. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us even in this day. We thank you because we move in creative spirit, and thank you, God, because again, by your stripes, we are healed. We walk in boldness, wholeness. We walk in healing. We walk in love. Thank you, Father God. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we love you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise with thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for ordering our steps, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for longevity in our finances, God. O God, we thank you, God, for success, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, O God. We thank you, God, for faith. Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are our source and supplier, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for growth. We thank you, God, for awareness, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for creativity, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, Almighty One. We thank you, God, for being our strong tower for those, all those who trust you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for renewed favor, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for blotting out all the sins of yesterday, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, Father God, for raising us up, God, into to be what you would have and want us to be, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for seasons, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us energy, motivation, inspiration to continue our journey, God. We thank you, God, for flexibility, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for the turnaround, God. We thank you, God, for favor and communication, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for relationship healing. We thank you, God, for divine relationship. And we thank you, God, for continuing the love and strength and holy and deafness in all your marriages, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for our leaders, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for this midnight cry. We thank you, God, for our leading saying a yes to this midnight cry, being a yes to what God has for her to do. And we thank you, God, for letting Master Prophet open that door to make it possible for us to have this prayer. We thank you, God, because you is and always will be. And we thank you, Lord, because all things come through you, oh God. All things come from you, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, God, for letting the wicked fall into their own nest, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us in every aspect of our lives. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, Almighty One, for ordering our step each and every day. We thank you, God, for touching us and teaching us how to walk, teaching us how to talk, God. We thank you, God, for your anointings that you put upon us, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, beneath it all, oh God, that we will continue to, that you will continue to work through us, in us, and as us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for letting us be your mouthpiece. And we want to thank you, God, for all the sick, the ones on the list who are sick, God. We thank you, God, for comforting and gracious regarding those who suffer affliction. We thank you, God, for helping those also that's sick in the shut-in, God. We thank you, God, for your great mercy upon those, God. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them with your insurance and your presence, dear Lord. And thank you, God, for the light of your faith, oh God, that continues to radiate from their rooms and in your purpose of your claim that you have for their lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, and sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God, and reminding us of your presence, oh God, and keeping us safe from harm to body and soul. We thank you, God, for bringing us home every day safe and sound. And God, we thank you, God, for our for your hedge protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, God. We thank you, God, for that hedge of protection. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son, in your mighty, masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power and your grace. Father God, we ask you to search our hearts even now. Lord God, any glimpse of rebellion in our hearts, we ask you to purge us even now. Any spirit of disobedience and pride, Lord God, wash us thoroughly. Cleanse us, God. For we surrender our will. We surrender to your way, Father God. We submit to authority, Father God, and we break the power. We break the power of rebellion. We break the power of witchcraft, Lord God, over the lives and the minds of your people, Lord God. Turn the searchlight on, Father God. In the name of Jesus, wash us and cleanse us, Father. In Jesus' name, that our prayers be not hindered. In Jesus' name, Father God, we bless everyone on this call. We speak healing, we speak restoration, and we speak repair. We call all things into divine order, every home into divine order and purpose. Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in our lives in Jesus' name. Father God, we call all things into divine order, all relationships, all family matters, finance, health, healing, education, business. Father God, we decree and declare right and divine relationships. Father God, we expose every false friendship and we rebuke it and release it from our experience in the name of Jesus. We lift up our leadership. We cover our bishop. We cover our pastor. The blood of Jesus covers them even now. Father God, we decree and declare that every adversary that would rise up against our leadership is exposed and dispelled. For when the enemy comes one way, they flee seven ways in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, when the enemy would come in to eat up our flesh, they stumble, and they fall. For no weapon formed against our leadership, against our first family, against everyone on this call shall not prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough, restoration and repair. We decree and declare expansion, advancement, progress, and opportunity. Prosperity anointing, breathe on us even now. Let your divine provision come forth in the name of Jesus. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We thank you, Lord God, for good paying tenants, Lord God, for our rental properties. We thank you, God, for favor in business, favor on jobs, favor, Lord God, thank you for elevation and advancement. Thank you for increase in salary and income, because you are not on a fixed income and there is no fixed income in you. We unfix every income and we decree and declare that the floodgates of provision are now open. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. People of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank everyone for being present. Amen. We thank everyone for your stand and continued faithfulness on these calls. We cannot do this without you. Amen. People are needing a touch from God, and we need to continue to come together as a unified front to believe God for their miracle. Amen. Lives are being spared because of the prayer. Amen. God is restoring and healing by his word, and we bless God for you, partners and company of prophets, for being on the line. Amen and amen. We want to move forward to our announcements as at this time. We ask that you remain to hear the conclusion of the matter. Amen. And we want you to consider, amen, sowing a seed to continue these calls. Also, this is the birthday month of our leading lady. We celebrated her on yesterday evening on the call, but we are expanding throughout the month because we realized that everyone did not have the opportunity to be a blessing. So we want to continue, amen, to keep that portal open for you to bless the woman of God. Amen. You can text pastor, text to give, amen, at 646-762-0433. Amen. And give your donation. Text the word pastor. Amen. And we want to, amen, bless the woman of God. Amen. Now, I just know that as we say at Zoe, haters cannot prosper. Amen. So I know we don't have any haters on the line on tonight. Amen. So I know that each of you are going to do your very best. Amen. She made 58, even though she doesn't look a day over 38. Amen. But we want to be a blessing. Amen. With that $58 seed, $158 seed, $258, $580, $1,058, whatever God has blessed you with. Amen. What would you do without this prayer call right now? If Pastor had not been a yes, what would you do? Where would you go? Who would you call for prayer? Amen. Had you not received this number to call in for prayer or to be able to go onto her website and submit your prayer request. So we're asking that you sow that seed. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue to be a blessing to her as a gift of gratitude. She is not asking for this. We're asking that you do it. Amen. Show gratitude, show appreciation for the woman of God. Amen. And whoever, as you bless the man and woman of God, God will bless you. Who you sustain will determine how you're maintained. Amen. Also, we want to join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Now, this is Eastern Standard Time, so if you're on the West Coast, that's 6 a.m. Amen for you early birds on the West Coast. Amen. To the same number, 515-604-9266. Amen. And when you sow your seed, amen, you can go on the conference call tomorrow and receive a prophetic word from the Company of Prophets. Amen. On this live conference call on tomorrow. Also, Prophecology, February 23rd through the 26th. You must register at prophecology.com. Register your travel itinerary and your roommate selection or your single room selection. Your concierge needs this information in order to properly serve you during your travels. Amen. Also, join Pop Life Radio every Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's 9 a.m. if you're on the West Coast. Amen. The Company of Prophets are teaching, but also they are sharing information about prophecology. If you feel a call to the prophetic, the information is available to you there on that at that time to receive more information about how you can be inducted into the prophetic order. Amen. Also, 8 p.m., Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the master prophet, and Pastor Deborah is providing us a powerful session of word and teaching. Amen, with the Company of Prophets there. And it's just been absolutely tremendous. And also you can receive your prophetic word, amen, on the live conference call. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. You need God to speak directly to your circumstance. Amen. You don't need to sleep on the prophets. Amen. And once again, join Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan for another Midnight Cry, 7 days a week, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Company of Prophets, did I miss anything?
The prayer request.
Amen. So. Thank you. Yes, and submit your prayer requests at PastorDeborahJordan.com. Go online, submit your prayer requests at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. I'm asking you also to post the phone number so individuals can know where they can call in for prayer. Amen. I just saw the most heart-wrenching post of someone who just gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, and she died 2 hours later. Young woman, young, very young woman, lost a child on tonight. But there's many people posting about loved ones transitioning in the hospital, just different. One man is fighting to save both legs. They're trying to amputate. He's in the hospital now. Wouldn't it be awesome if you saw these posts and you inbox them and say, call in for prayer. Call and let us pray with you concerning this. Amen. Be an evangelist. Let the spirit of evangelism rest upon you and reach out. Don't just, you know, post an emoji behind someone's sad story. Invite them to pray. Invite them to come and receive prayer for their situation. See yourself as the answer for someone else. Amen. Let's not be selfish and self-centered. Amen. We are globalizing this prayer call as Master Prophet and Lady Deborah are globalizing the prophetic. As they're reaching out, we're reaching out. Amen. We have Facebook friends from all over the world. And as they begin to come on this call, we're touching their lives as well. Amen. So we thank you for being a yes and continuing to come on these calls and to keep this prayer ministry going. Is there anything else that I need to cover?
I believe you covered it all, Prophetess.
Thank you so much, Company of Prophets. Once again, thank you. Can't do it without you. We appreciate you. I know Lady Deborah appreciates you all as well as I do and Archbishop. And we thank you all for continuing your support of this prayer ministry. Amen. God bless you. And have a wonderful Monday. And see you on the Midnight Cry. Amen.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless everybody.
God bless everybody.